Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in the third day of June here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6, and we are looking forward to another nice day. I think some rain later today. Hopefully you can get your activities in before that all happens. A couple wet days might be in store for us. I have to give a shout out to the fine first responders, police officers up there in the Jennings precinct of the St. Louis County Police. I went up there last night about 6 o'clock, just as their shift started, and we had selected, because of his nomination, Officer Patrick McDonald, who is an officer up there. He's gotten several commendations from the chief, and he was nominated by his wife for his hard work and his dedication, and we were able to deliver a box of Grillmaster Tony food to the entire shift.
Yum. So, and dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for dinner. That sounds amazing.
Well, they were very thankful, and they're hard workers, and they deal, it's sort of the crossroads of crime in some ways in parts of North County. And, you know, Jennings, of course, is impacted by that. And they've got a section of a highway there they're dealing with. And it's a lot of hard work. And they put their lives on the line every day. As I pulled up, it struck me. It was kind of hot out yesterday. And I saw one of the officers arriving for work. And he got out of his car. And he was strapping on that bulletproof vest, and I'm thinking, man, it's got to be hot work when it's 90 degrees outside and even hotter as we get through the summer. So hats off to all of you who do that. You can always nominate a first responder at 971talk.com/contests. We read over the nominations each month. We pick a winner, and the good-hearted Grillmaster Tony Stone, grillmastertony.com, makes up a big box of food, pulled chicken, pulled pork, all the sides, the bread from the hill, and he delivers it. He donates a box of food a month to our first responders. He's just a great guy. If you're doing any catering, I'm going to strongly recommend you consider calling my friend Tony Stone, because he is a fine human being. Let me tell you that. All right, coming up, we have got former Senator John Lamping talking about the special session. You know, if you were a betting person and you had one of those betting apps like they do for sports these days, I think you would have to take the under on the chances of this sports stadium bill getting out of special session without a tax cut of some sort. I don't think it's going to survive if there aren't things attached to it, based on what I've heard so far. So it'll be interesting to hear John's take on that here at the bottom of the hour, because the Democrats aren't happy. A lot of conservative Republicans aren't happy with this bill. And my guess is the special session will end with maybe a tax cut. We'll see. I don't know. I hate to be too hopeful, for that, but I guess it could happen. Next hour, we'll get to Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends first, and then it is a 2A Tuesday. Not a great day for the Second Amendment. If you're a Second Amendment supporter, the United States Supreme Court thumbed its nose yesterday at taking on a case of one of the northeastern states, I don't know if it was Maryland or somewhere, that had decided to put a ban on common sporting rifles, semi-automatic sporting rifles that they describe like the AR-15, right? Just like Illinois has done. Now, separate case, but the Supreme Court declined to hear the challenge to what that state did in stripping its citizens of their Second Amendment rights. So now all hope hangs on the challenge to Illinois' law, and we're going to talk to Mark Walters about that in the next hour at about 7:35. All right, in studio here with Kim St. Ange and Ethan Bright. Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Not only is Trump a problem, but each and every one of these House Republicans, they are a problem as well. Once we get to the majority, which I'm hoping and praying we get to, next cycle, that allows me to start to open up and do the things that would look like an impeachment.
Operation Let Them Speak is in full move now, and that is Jasmine Crockett. She wants to be in charge, and she's running for a leadership position in the Democratic Party. Oh, please, please elect her.
Well, I mean, this is horrific. And what more do we need to see, Jake, before we realize this Free Palestine movement is nothing more than a domestic terror organization right now?
Thank you. Thank you, Scott Jennings, for speaking the truth on that issue. The guy in Colorado is a terrorist, and he's now in charge, or in jail, I should say, on $10 million by bond.
It's about this whole complicated reproductive system that does the least of what it does is produce life.
That's Michelle Obama, the former First Lady of the United States. And ladies, she thinks that your reproductive system, the least important thing a reproductive system does is reproduce. Excuse me?
I think their offers from the other state are very real and sincere, and I'm hopeful Missouri can put a foot forward to give us a seat at the table.
Yeah, there's the Governor Kehoe. By the way, mark your calendar on Thursday morning. We're going to get the governor on the air, and we're going to talk about the, 7:35 on Thursday. We'll talk to the governor about the special session, and by then we may have a little better idea of exactly what it is Republican leadership down there. Well, I know maybe not leadership is not the right term, because Cindy O'Loughlin is in favor of these tax credits for the sports stadiums. But what the Freedom Caucus is going to try to do to leverage some tax cuts out of all of this. The governor has got his heart set on keeping the Chiefs and the Royals right where they are, and he thinks giving them tax credits is going to be the way to do that. In other words, they'll be able to charge sales tax, and when you go to their stadium or to a game, they'll get to keep that instead of forwarding it back to the state, which takes away a lot of the economic impact of a sports facility, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be the argument for them staying is, oh, it's generating all of this revenue and helping our local economy. But you're right. Is it? How much?
If the tax is not going back to the local municipalities and the local you're going to get a little bit of what? You're getting some tax out of beer sales or parking or people eating at restaurants around the stadium before the games. But I don't know. Have you been to Arrowhead or the Royal Stadium?
I'm trying to think if I have. If I have, I was a kid.
I've never been to a football game. I've been to the Royals baseball stadium, and it's kind of sits up on the side of a hill looking out over Kansas City, and it's not like it's in the middle of a downtown area where you can go to restaurants and stuff. There are some restaurants not too far away there that have located, but they're not immediately on the property. So I don't see that as having a huge economic impact. I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this. I asked this question yesterday to Bill Igel when we had him on. If it was the Cardinals or St. Louis City, now I don't. That's a far hypothetical because
they didn't have a big pull.
Well, I just don't. I think being founded here by the Taylor family, they're probably least likely to ever relocate. But the franchise could be sold at some point. If it was a local team here in St. Louis, would we feel differently about it? I don't know. I don't know if I would or not. I don't think so. I think that you kind of have to call their bluff. I do. I don't think they want to move to Kansas. Mm-mm. Like,
no.
Who would want to move to Kansas?
Well, it's a headache. So I always get confused. So is it the Chiefs stadium that just needs the renovations and the Royals need a brand new stadium? Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, the Arrowhead's old. It's a classic stadium. I'd hate to see them alter it too dramatically. Like, you know, the Mizzou stadium is going to be altered dramatically after next year. They've closed off both end zones.
I didn't know that.
That area where the rocks are there, where the team comes running out, that's all going to have luxury boxes in it and
really?
Everything.
Really? That's where all the students sit, isn't it?
Well, they're going to keep that area down there, I think. But just up above it, they're building luxury boxes on each end of the stadium. So it changes the look of the stadium. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Arrowhead has such a classic look. I'm not quite sure how they're going to implement some of those changes, but I'm sure they've got in mind what they want to do. I don't know. It's strange. We'll see what happens. We're going to talk to the governor about it on Thursday, and we're going to talk to John Lamping about it here at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to a break, and we'll be right.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back. So, Kim, when it comes to misleading headlines, I see this story yesterday, and I probably should save this for another news, but I need to talk about it now. Here's the headline. Man who dug up grandmother's grave in Berkeley won't be prosecuted. I'm thinking that's interesting. So he's trying to rob a grave. They used some stock photo of a gravestone partially turned over, and I'm thinking, did they really catch this dude trying to dig up grandma?
We're talking about Berkeley is in North St. Louis County.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So somebody complained. They saw the guy, two guys with shovels at the cemetery, and they called police. Police whatever investigated. They end up arresting these two guys. And if you just read the story here, the Post really did not do themselves much credit here. Right? Because they had reported on this story previously, and then they left out half of the information. So prosecutors have dropped a case against a Texas man accused of trying to dig up the grave of his grandma at the Washington Park Cemetery in Berkeley. He told officers he was trying to dig up his grandmother's corpse to relocate it to another cemetery on August 22nd of 2023. This happened 2 years ago. Prosecutors dropped the charges Thursday. Upon further investigation, the facts do not support proceeding with a criminal prosecution in this case, according to the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office. So Nash, the guy in question here, Zebulon Nash, lives in Houston, Texas. And he and a friend from Ferguson were the ones that were caught with shovels at the cemetery in 23 trying to dig up a grave. And it says they're both in their mid-70s. They were charged with attempting to destroy or deface cemetery property, a misdemeanor. And it could have up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. One of them already entered a deferred prosecution agreement, Allen, but Nash had his charges remained until this week when prosecutors decided to drop them. And that's the end of the story. And I'm thinking, what's the rest of the story? What's the rest of the investigation? Why did you leave us hanging? Well, then it has a link to the original story. Ends up, this guy paid a local company $28,000 to dig up his grandma, who died in 1964, and three other relatives, and move their bodies from this cemetery, which is pretty run down there in Berkeley, to a different cemetery. But they could only find three of the four bodies. They couldn't find grandma's grave. They thought maybe it had been mismarked when she was buried. And so after the people left with the other three bodies, these two old men wandered around the cemetery and started digging, and that's when they got caught. And they explained to police, and the cemetery explained to police, they weren't out there trying to grave rob. They were looking for his grandmother's grave.
I know this is probably not what I should be fixated on, but I'm sorry. This is where my brain's going.
Okay.
If Granny, for example, passed in the 60s, her body would be decomposed by now, I would think. So are you? How would these guys in their 70s, I mean, I'm not saying 70s old. I'm just saying like
elderly. These, is that what you're saying?
They're elderly. No, sorry, Dad. You're not old. How would you, you'd have to lift the casket because if you open casket, there's not going to be a body in there, I would imagine.
I don't think they were trying to get the casket and open it. I think they were trying to locate it. And then they would have the other experts that they had paid $28,000 come back and actually retrieve it.
Okay, so are they taking the whole casket or are they opening the casket?
No, they're taking the whole casket to a different place and reburying it, I guess. Which apparently is not uncommon at that cemetery because it's in such rundown condition. But they did say that most people inquire about it, find out how much it's going to cost to dig up the body and relocate it, obviously in the thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. and most people don't go through with it because they either don't have the money or they don't think it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, you can't leave me hanging like this. What do you mean there wasn't enough evidence? And then I find out the rest of the story is he really had paid close to $30,000 to get four of his relatives reinterred at a different cemetery. I'm glad they didn't charge the guy, but what about the other guy that had to go through, he'd already agreed to some plea deal? I don't know. I guess you can't just walk around at a cemetery with a shovel and get away with it.
I haven't tried that, but I'll let you know if it works.
If you're looking for some fun.
Friday night, I used to go to the mall and the movies when I was a kid, but I guess
I drove by the Chesterfield Mall yesterday. The front of it's completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Cheesecake Factory and all that had been is now completely empty. The only thing left standing is the old Macy's building on one side, I think. And I don't know, was there a JCPenney on the other side? There's two buildings still standing that were attached to the mall, and everything else
is
pretty much gone. Maybe the Sears building is
still there.
Sears
had been out for a while.
Yeah. I don't know why they've left some of those buildings standing. I don't know. That's sad to drive
by
there.
That was where I grew up going was to that mall.
And I didn't, but it's just how some malls have survived and others have not. I don't quite understand.
Well, the Outlet Mall really had an impact. The Valley, the development there for the Chesterfield Mall. I think that was to tie these two topics together, that was the nail in the coffin.
Oh, very well done, Kim Sainaj. I do appreciate that. Coming up, we're going to get to our friend John Lamping, former Missouri senator. We'll talk about the special session, his take on what might actually come out of this. And it could be positive. if we get a tax break. We'll find out coming up.
I think their offers from the other state are very real and sincere, and I'm hopeful Missouri can put a foot forward to give us a seat at the table.
He hopes lawmakers can put aside their feelings and get to work, despite a rocky end to the regular session.
But that's what the Senate's about. It's about relationships, and I'm hopeful they can find a way to move forward.
There you have it. That's the governor. We're going to get him on the air on Thursday morning and ask him a few more questions about, what he thinks the negotiations are looking like down there. Because, quite frankly, the governor really wants this bill, and we'll see how that goes once he gets the Senate and the House in this special session. Right now, we've got former Senator John Lamping on the phone. John, welcome back. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. Had a nice vacation last week. It's great to be back with the two of you this morning.
You bet. I'm glad. Where'd you get away to, John?
Seaside, Florida, down the Gulf Shores area.
Sweet. Good weather?
Very good. We had a great time.
Glad to hear it. How's the weather in Jeff City right now, I wonder?
Well, they're open for business, sadly, for all of us taxpayers. And it's interesting with special session. I experienced two in 4 years. I had one failed special session. That was Eric Schmidt and the China Hub, and then one successful one. And Governor Nixon wanted Boeing to get even more of our tax dollars, and they did. So, I'll start off by saying, look, I'm completely against what Mike is trying to do and giving this money to the Royals and the Chiefs. It's absolutely ridiculous, but that's what he wants to do. And when you look at a special session, the biggest thing to contemplate was who's going to say no and why. And in this example, I don't think there's a hard enough no. Ideologically, where a lot of people are against it, if you polled people and said, should we give these professional sports team owners $1.5 billion, it would fail miserably. But unfortunately, in Jefferson City, people's voices are very often not heard. What Keogh has going for him is that there's a lot of things to give away. So Mike wants the Chiefs deal. You may recall in the end of session that there was a $550 million capital expenditure bill, which is essentially a series of projects all around the state, that at the last minute, surprisingly, the House pulled and didn't pass. I think that was purposeful. I think that was always meant to be part of special session. So now that the leaders in the House and Governor Keogh can give back those $550 million in projects. There's also, obviously, with the tornado here in St. Louis, there's a desire to fund the rebuild. That's going to happen with or without a special session. But nonetheless, senators in particular who are against the Chiefs deal will have the opportunity to earn back some of those dollars. Yeah. Mike can trade for those. And then finally, the conservative wing will be pushing for some kind of tax credit, tax cut. My guess is they'll have to be placated. I hope so. If they don't get a tax cut, they should filibuster and kill this bill. But the pressure is going to be overwhelming for them to agree to something. And I think at the end of the day, everybody's going to eat. Everybody's going to get a car, as Oprah would say, and they'll probably be successful.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's just going to be one big, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal. I asked Bill Igel yesterday, and he kind of laughed when I said this, would we feel differently if it was the Cardinals? And I don't know. I don't think that I would. I think that these sports team owners are multi-millionaires. The franchises are worth a lot of money. If they really want a new facility to play in, they can afford to build it themselves.
Look, I think that this is the fiduciary obligation of the owners. They're supposed to try to get billions of dollars if you can try to get billions of dollars. But it's the people that represent us are the ones that have to say no. But they're just not going to say no because it's too much fun to go to the Chiefs game and sit in the owner's box. And nobody wants to – they're fearful of the idea of losing a team and what that might mean in terms of their image amongst the Chamber of Commerce types. So that's just a sad reality. At the end of the day, think about this. If the Chiefs get their deal, if the capital expenditure projects go through, that means that combined is about $2 billion that gets spent on projects. And if we get a tax cut, great. That could be another $100 or $200 or $300 million that we get back. I think that's not such a great trade, but I think that's the trade we're going to be faced with.
I'm not in support of giving them this at all, but is it possible that they would, for example, support like the Chiefs but not the Royals, or if they do one, they would help the other?
It seems like it's a package deal. You know, what the Chiefs want to do is they want to update the stadium, and the Royals are moving no matter what. I mean, I think the Royals either are going to move downtown. I mean, the Royals, there's a group that owns the Royals. They bought property in Kansas already. I mean, they're moving. They want to have a urban stadium, but the money goes to both the Chiefs and the Royals. I don't think it'll be split.
Well, yeah, we'll see. Hey, I know you've got an event coming up this weekend. The Augusta Wine and Jazz Festival?
That's right. So we're having our third annual Augusta Wine and Jazz Festival. My firm, Magis Financial Advisors, is one of the lead sponsors, and it starts Friday night at Mount Pleasant Winery, and then on Saturday, if it looks like we're going to get a break in the weather, it's going to be 12 hours nonstop jazz, capped off by at 6 o'clock is going to be a world-renowned Django Gypsy Jazz group called the Hot Club of Baltimore. They're coming in, and they're playing at the Harmony Verein, which is an historic arts and entertainment venue. And so it's really a lot of fun, and there's all the wineries are participating. So from like 9 o'clock in the morning till 10 o'clock at night, there'll be jazz in Augusta. If your listeners get a break and the weather and have an interest in coming out, we'd love to have them.
It sounds good. And is there a good website for them to go to, or is you just show
HarmonyVerein.org, or if you just Google Augusta Wine and Jazz Festival, you'll get all the information. It's free all day. The headline act is a $20 admission, but all day, Friday night, Saturday, and then Sunday morning, there's jazz for no cost to anyone, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, hope the weather holds out for you for sure. John, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
Have a good morning. We appreciate that. Always good to get John Lamping on here. And Augusta Wine Fest, that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I love jazz. Live jazz music is one of my favorite things to go to.
It's the Catalina freaking wine mixer. That's what I think about when I hear wine festival.
Wait, what is
that? From the movie Step Brothers. I can't stop myself from laughing. That's one of the best scenes in the whole movie. Just have you ever seen
right
Step Brothers?
Right in my head. I know the movie, but I don't think I've actually seen it. I've maybe seen parts of it. I grew up with... I can say this to you guys over and over again. I grew up with two sisters. Yeah. We watched Father of the Bride.
Okay. All right. Well,
and Princess Diaries.
But it's the Catalina wine mixer, just so you know.
Now,
this is the Augusta Wine and Jazz Festival. Not the same. They're not selling helicopter leases at this one, so you don't have to worry about that if that's where you're going. Hey, here's some interesting news that just popped up. So Billy Long, of course, who famously ran for Senate here in Missouri and didn't make it. He was the former congressman down there in the 7th District. We have Eric Burleson on right now. Eric took Billy's congressional seat. He's been nominated as IRS commissioner. And at 9:30 this morning, so in just a couple of hours up in D.C., 9:30 Eastern, 8:30 our time, the Finance Committee will finally hear, will discuss his nomination and then vote on it. So the Senate Finance Committee is the one that will decide on Billy Long as IRS commissioner. They also have hearings today on a couple of other things, a trade representative and pension benefit. Why it's taken so long, I don't know. It's taken them a while to get there. They had this scheduled for May 20th. They've now extended it to today. So hopefully if he gets out of the Finance Committee, he'll get a full vote by the Senate here at some point. I've been trying to get him on the air. And here's a big difference between the Trump 1 and Trump 2 administrations. In the Trump 1 administration, we could get just about anybody we wanted on the air at any time, but the exception of Trump. We were able to call up there and get guests pretty regularly. With the new Trump administration, and this has almost got to be his new chief of staff, Susie Wiles, they keep a lid on particularly the nominees. Like they are not allowed to do media until after their hearings. They've got a really good handle on not making sure somebody doesn't get out there and blow it in an interview before they actually get to the committee hearing. So I've been begging Billy to come on the air and talk about this because I think it's fascinating that we might get Billy Long in as IRS commissioner and some of the changes, positive changes he could make to the Internal Revenue Service. But we won't have that opportunity, at least until the full Senate votes on him. And then I think after that, he would be willing to come on. I always loved his – he had the best campaign slogan going. It's a shame he didn't win the race. Don't be silly. Vote for Billy.
Amy just put that on Facebook. I couldn't tell if that was a joke. But
don't
no,
be
you're
silly.
Serious. That's
vote
funny.
For Billy. And he would hand out candy bars with that on the wrapper, with the Billy Long candy bar. Don't be silly. Vote for Billy. I wish I'd kept one of those. I ate it. I didn't keep it. So that's a shame. That'll be a collector's
classic
item someday, no doubt. All right, coming up, we'll get to In Other News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned.
In other news.
Blew my mind. And then...
All right, you hear that? Yeah. It's exactly what you think it is. Those are bees. Millions of them that got released when a truck rolled over up in Washington. And the initial reports were that they had released 250 million bees out of this truck that crashed. A little bit of relief this morning. It was only 14 million.
Oh, thank goodness.
This would be my wife's worst nightmare, to have rolled up on that. I mean, thank God. I mean, if you were in a convertible,
oh,
I don't know what the
gosh.
Hell you'd do.
A Jeep that had everything
oh, I know.
Open.
I know. So anyway, it was a semi truck crashed into a ditch, and oddly enough, the crash is not what spilled the bees. When the tow truck tried to pull the truck out of the ditch, that's when the doors cracked open and all the bees came out. They tilted over and what a mess.
So carrying 70,000 pounds of active hives.
Woo! Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrified of bees, so that's my nightmare. Hey, I don't know how many of you guys have tattoos. I do not have any tattoos, but Miley Cyrus, you know who Miley Cyrus is, right, Mark?
Well, of course I do.
Just making sure.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. She says that 80% of her tattoos are a mistake. One of them is a tattoo of of her pit bull, or a pit bull on her right arm. She says, "I love my dog. But, like, I don't know." This is a quote. "But, like, I don't know. Just having a pit bull in every picture for the rest of my life is kind of intense."
I would argue, and this will be controversial, that every tattoo is a mistake.
Well, how many people do get tattoos and then regret it? Especially that tattoo that's on the right hand that you shake with. When you get that when you're younger and you don't have a job yet, and then you're going into a professional setting and you're having to shake hands with everybody, and people are seeing... You know, if daddy's girl on your wrist.
If you're young, and you'll never hear me say these words out of my mouth again, take Miley Cyrus's advice.
Yes.
Don't do it. Like, I would never normally tell you to take her advice on anything in life, but she's telling you she regrets getting that because it's going to be in every picture from now on. Why would you? Because when you're 80, that's not going to look good, no matter what it is.
It'll look different for sure. The dog's eyes might be drooping a little bit more.
At 80, the last thing I worry about is a tattoo, though.
Well probably true. What it looks like, yeah. No kidding. Yeah, so I, of course, love visiting Italy. I've been there three times now, I think. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world. If you saw this video yesterday, Mount Etna has exploded. It's erupted. It's on Sicily. So I've not been specifically to Sicily, but there's video of people who were on the mountain when it happened. And they're all running. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see them running down this mountain trying to get back to the tour buses as all of this black volcanic smoke comes rolling out of the top of this mountain. It's horrifying.
Oh, it's crazy.
Nobody
video.
Got hurt, but that's just wild.
I mean, if you've not seen this video before, you need to look at it.
We do have a history with them.
Yeah, well, particularly given what happened in Pompeii, you're just starting to think to yourself, wow. But apparently nobody was injured. They had an idea that there was some activity, but nobody expected that, I don't think. All right, coming up, Todd Pyro, and we're gonna talk Mark Walters in 2A Tuesday.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.